13, let's pray. Is there anything else? Anybody think about anything? God's calling. Let me know if there's any other notes that I need to add, please. Oh, we got it? All right. Lord, we just thank you for this evening, Lord. And Lord, we covet your presence. Lord, we desperately need your Holy Spirit in these days. Lord, give us discernment as we see so many, Lord, turning to the wide gate and the path that leads to destruction, Lord. Lord, help us to stand fast upon your truth and upon your word in these times, as so many are seeking after fanciful stories and, Lord, to have their ears tickled. Lord, love isn't always easy, and Lord, truth, Lord, we know can only be found from you. And so, Lord, we just pray that you would fill this place, give us eyes to see and ears to hear what you have for your church, to know what's coming. Lord, you've given us all we need to know about that time before your soon return, Lord, and I believe that we're in it. And so, Lord, just I pray that we have open eyes, Lord, that our lives are well-pleasing to you. And so bless this time, we pray in Jesus' holy and precious name, amen. All right, I stuck my neck out on Sunday, and you have a little note thing that I had handed out. We're going to go through a number of things. This absolutely isn't everything. And there are certain things, roads I'm just not going to go down. But I'm going to present the obvious, okay? And so on Sunday, I said, write down COVID-19. So I didn't put it on your paper, I didn't have it on your list. Write down COVID-19, and under that, write down certificate of vaccination identification. And then I suggested that 19, that behind, and understand, I'll get to it. So AI, it's what first letter of the alphabet is A, the second or the ninth letter of the alphabet is I. Now, there have been people that have shared it and gone out on fact check. Look, I've done the fact check also, and I've read Snopes and everything else, okay? There are fact checkers, false claims. They cite that COVID-19 stands for what the CDC says it is, according, and the WHO, what isn't just a rock group now that many of you grew up listening to, but the World Health Organization. It is CO for corona, VI for virus, disease, 2019. I know that. It does not stand for certificate of vaccination identification. Look, that's fine, and that's not what I was suggesting, that they had named it for that reason. But let me represent what I said as we wrote these things down. I don't care or how they defined the SARS-CoV-2, because that's what it, it's the SARS-CoV-2 disease, or what they refer to as COVID-19. I'm warning you what they intend to do with the COVID-19. How they will leverage it to vaccinate the whole world and also identify those who have been vaccinated. And I've added a lot of stuff. We're going to go over it. They're not keeping it a secret. And it's one of those things that maybe without intent, they called it COVID-19, but it clearly defines exactly what they plan. You understand? I'm not making it up. This isn't conspiracy theory. Snopes' explanation is that it's a conspiracy theory of Gates' organization planning to use vaccination and then microchip people. We've been talking about microchips for a very, very long time. The problem is that they've run into problems with microchips, and some people that when they go through the scanner, it superheats them, And so I don't know if they've worked that out because I haven't been keeping up on that. I believe that they've moved past it to a certain extent, and I'll explain that. They can microchip. There are companies in Sweden and other parts of the world that whole companies have had themselves chipped to in order, and you know, you get through doors, you have access to certain computers and programs, all the other things to function within the workplace. And so they've set up workplaces where you can function completely with these microchips. So they have the technology, but they still, I think that they're still trying to work out some bugs. I remember, you know, when they were, it became a big thing and the government was trying to present this thing, and I can't remember who the guy's name was. He was in the government and then he went to run the organization that was taking the microchips out. And so when they were talking about who was going to be the test people, you know, he was one of the first ones to say, I'm not going to get microchip. I'm not putting that thing in me. He was afraid he's going to get fried, you know what I'm saying? So that pretty much told you everything. So, you know, Snopes, if you went to Snopes and understand Snopes is more liberal leaning in their explanations of what's going on out there, okay? And so they go through this whole explanation of what the Gates Foundation, ID 2020, all these things are, what their purpose is, what they're trying to do, and it has nothing to do with microchips. They don't say anything about microchips, which is not completely, it's true. It's not, they don't mention microchips, but it's not true. Do you understand what I'm saying? And so they agree there's nothing in the plans or mission to microchip people, and any identification is going, and they say, is going to be safe and personal. Do you believe them? No. Yet they tell you exactly what the plan is in their, denials, really. That is how the globalists operate. We know, look, we've watched it. Deny, deny, deny. And whatever they're denying, they're working on to bring to bear. To reality, right? And it's denying what they're obviously and overtly, openly doing right before our eyes today. And this court, we're going to get into the scripture because that's all really that matters about what God has told us and about Jesus and everything else. But it's important that we understand this because we need to warn people. They're going to think you're nuts. Some of you already talked to friends. Oh, no. No, you need to be able to explain this because we know exactly from Scripture. God told us what to look for, what's going on. I talk about this all the time. I remember in the late 80s, early 90s, being at West Covina, Raul Reese talking about Revelation and different things and stuff like that, and it seemed so far off, although it made sense. I mean, we knew something was coming. The undertones, the rumblings of the globalists, and the socialists and secular humanism were already starting to come into focus. They're coming to light and what they wanted to do. And so we could start formulating what revelation, what the Lord was trying to tell us through his, what John's visions and revelation, Daniel, all these different things coming together. What is that last 7 years of human history going to look like? How is it going to begin? What's going on, during that time? And how can we correlate it to what we know now, modern technology, modern, all the stuff that we have in around us today, John, we understood some of the things that he was trying to explain. He really had nothing to compare it to back when he was alive, computers, war machines, different things, And so we take these things and we try and to extrapolate it into modern terms and what we have with us today, which we can't completely be sure. But even back then, I remember being in Brazil and the Baptist minister down there, he was a what is that called? See, the simplest words sometimes evade me up here. He was a missionary, but he was also a Baptist pastor. And he was talking about a book that he had read, one of the other Baptist missionaries gave him, and that even back in the late 80s, that there was already money, red money, being printed up for the European Union. And it was all sitting in a vault, red money. And of course, when they came out, you've got the euro dollars and stuff that came out and stuff. So, you know, so a lot of things we thought this was going to be, you know, how this is going. Now it's digital, right? We're going to talk about cryptocurrency. And if any of you, Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, and their explanation, if any of you read through any of that stuff, basically it's money on a computer. It's ethereal money that is accounted for, you know. I guess I need to simplify it for myself, but they make it seem so, it sounds so difficult and super duper and crazy, and they've just set themselves up to steal from each other. But so all these things that are coming to bear that are going to be a part of this one world, Babylon is what the Bible calls it. So they tell you exactly what they're doing. They call it ethical privacy protecting approaches to digital ID. Ethical privacy protecting, that's what they say their intent is, because everybody that's afraid of COVID right now is afraid of their digital bank accounts and everything else, because what's going on? Hackers from all over the place. They can't offer a completely safe and private digital world yet. And I think the only way they believe they can is by everybody coming to the party or coming to the table. Because right now you've got China trying to hack America and America messing with Russia. We're all after each other. You understand that, right? And so they protecting approach. This technology was developed by MIT and Microsoft, this plan to digitally ID the world population so everybody could participate in today's modern economy. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to bring everybody into the 21st century through digital identification. Everybody has the right to be identified, is how they say it. Interesting, huh? And you wonder, you know, I was just thinking about this, man. We've gone out, there are some people that are still living tribal lives that are probably better off than we are because they're not dealing with all this garbage, you know. And some of them probably don't want to be. So they're going to be forced into it. You add, are aided by a worldwide pandemic, the fear and the race for a worldwide solution, vaccination will be the vehicle to reach the world with digital ID. It's their plan. That's what their hope is. ID 2020, and I'll get to that. Quantum dot tattooing. And the interesting thing is, now we don't need a chip that stores information or that can be read. They now have quantum dot tattooing that can be picked up by infrared. In other words, it shows up by an infrared scanner, and they say right on it, like by use of a cell phone or a smartphone or a tablet or a computer. So they already know that they can scan this information and identify people through this quantum dot through the technology that we carry around today. And if that's the case, you don't need information stored in a chip on your person. You just need to be identified and brought into the digitized or the digital information world where all of your information will then reside. You understand that? So it's actually kind of simplified to a great extent if they do quantum dot identification. Read by infrared scanners. You have to wonder, and here's the thing. As you're thinking about why vaccination, because they believe that the whole world should be vaccinated. Hey, look, we just went through a worldwide pandemic. Everybody's afraid. So what we're going to do is we're going to come up with a worldwide solution that everybody can rest at ease, right? And that we'll willingly accept to a great extent. You have to wonder why hydroxychloroquine is a controversial treatment and they're trying to shut it down. They're shutting up. And I don't know how much you guys know about this. If it works to treat COVID-19, we really don't need a vaccine if it's successful. And remdesivir and stuff like that. If we have a successful treatment, we don't need a vaccination. And therefore, they cannot carry out their plans to take this technology out to the whole world. This is, you know, we can all add one plus one, right? And so this isn't conspiracy theory, as they're trying to tell you in the fact checkers and everything else, because they tell us this is what they're doing, and we're watching them control all of the vehicles and the manners by which they're going to get to it. Dr. Fauci, I'm going to name names just so you know, to a certain extent. Dr. Fauci said that he is very concerned about hydroxychloroquine. This is the go-to guy that they're propping up, yet they always give a hard time to if he agrees with Trump or Trump agrees with him or anything. But, right, this Dr. Fauci, he's the guy, if he says it. And he is very concerned about the use of a drug that we've been using for 50 years has been studied. We know the side effects, how to use it. He's very concerned about using hydroxychloroquine, right? His words, he has absolutely no concern about a new tech vaccine that will trigger the body's DNA to turn the body's cells into drug factories is basically what they're looking to do. He has no concern about that. Something that's untested, that has never been allowed by any government, because that's what we're coming to. I'll get to that too. But he's very concerned about hydroxychloroquine that's as a virus-fighting drug for 50 years. Do you buy it? No. And here's the thing. This technology, this Moderna, it's Moderna. You notice how Moderna is now in the lead? Our president backed Pfizer. Was it Pfizer? But we knew that Moderna was going to be the one. Moderna is one of the two companies that are trying to mess with DNA through that is messenger RNA. And I'm going to try and simplify it. You can get into all the studies about it. That will carry codes from DNA to sites of protein synthesis, a process called transcription, or an RNA copy of DNA for creating a given protein. What they're going to do is try and code your DNA. Makes sense from a computer guy, right? And a computer company, because this is Microsoft. But Moderna is now the leader. They need Moderna to be the leader and the one that comes to this, because Moderna is part of all the plans. You understand that, right? The other ones aren't a part of their plans. This science technology has never, ever been approved by any government anywhere, but it looks like it's going to be soon. Now you know why a group of doctors who recently went to Washington, D.C. to present true scientific data of the effectiveness of hydroxychloroquine against in the patients and people that they were treating. And one doctor said of her over 300, I think it was 357 patients or something like that, not one of them died. It was effective on every case. They were also talking about the fact that the reason they ran into trouble at the beginning was they were overdosing people instead of just giving the correct doses and let it do what it's supposed to do. Every one of those doctors and their testimonies and what they're trying to say have been erased from Twitter and erased from Facebook and erased from YouTube and everything else. So that, because it works, it's true, it works. But they can't have it working. And so they've been silenced. The cancel culture that they are trying to create. The UN, the WHO, New World Order, globalists are all counting on a DNA-altering vaccine that will be the vehicle to digitally ID all of the people on Earth. And here's the thing, the majority of them will do it willingly. And if you believe the ultimate result will be personal privacy and safety, I have somebody else's land to sell you, just so you know. Come see me. What we should know by now is when they say they're not doing it for a police state and global surveillance, it means that's exactly what's going to come out of this ultimately. Here in Revelation, we have biblical proof of what they will ultimately accomplish. A one-world economic religious system, a mark that once taken on the right hand or forehead is a declaration of allegiance to a global leader that the Bible says is Antichrist, and once you have made that decision, there is no turning back. Do I believe that this is going to lead to the mark of the beast? Absolutely. They're conditioning us, and when this vaccine comes out, I already told you, for me, I can't speak for anybody, you decide for yourself, that garbage is not going in this body, and they aren't at the point where they can force us to do it. It's going to be offered voluntarily, I believe. Once it's no longer voluntary, I believe that then that is when the decisions will be made. And I believe wholeheartedly that will be after Christ has come for his church and we are at the marriage supper of the Lamb. But we do have a choice of whether we're going to let them mess with our genetics, because as I said, as in the days of the days of Noah, so will the coming of the Son of Man be, when the sons of man caused transhumanism and created an unredeemable race by messing with human DNA. And they're going to mess with human DNA, and God is not going to allow it. And it's very likely, I'm going to get a little bit wacky, and I'll present it in a way that we have to watch and see. I don't want to get into the deep things that can be very much conspiracy theory. But some fascinating things that they've come up with and are resisting. And so we know global ruler, there will be a declaration of allegiance to a global ruler, the Antichrist. So I put down, I think, patent 060606. How many have read about patent 060606? It's crazy. It's owned by Microsoft. It's a worldwide patent. And it's in essence, it's a device that would be worn on the body, and it's linked to a cryptocurrency system. It's an activity data collection system. The system provides tasks to a device and then collects data from the sensor of the device on the user's body that verifies body activity data as they go about the task that's been sent to them. You understand what they're developing here, right? That can be tracked. Contact tracing. And so when the activity, the user then is rewarded cryptocurrency for carrying out the activity when the activity data is verified. You get paid for doing these little tasks. Ultimately, you can be paid for whatever job that you have, right? Enter 5G. How are they going to identify and track the world's population? The amount of data mining and storage that is going to be, it's going to need is going to be immense. 4G cannot handle it. 4G, I think, I was reading a thing, operates at around 5.4 gigahertz, and they're talking about 5G being 300 gigahertz, which to most of us don't mean anything. But you have an increase of waves, right? What, Dave? Well, that's kind of speculation, but it's interesting. But they need more cell towers because it's a shorter wavelength, and it can be interrupted a lot easier. And so a big part of this is going to be infrastructure and having to put a lot more cell towers, which means that we're going to have these. I might get ahead of myself here. We'll get back to, I'll try and stick to my notes as much as possible. This robust, it's a more robust platform that operates on microwaves. The next shorter wave is infrared, okay? The shorter the wave, the more dangerous it is to humans, but the harder it is, or the less distance it can travel. So they're going to have to put a lot more infrastructure up in order to do 5G. Yes, I said microwaves. The same thing that you stick food in so that it can send waves, microwaves, to the liquid molecules of the food and cause those molecules to get excited and then heat up from the excitement they want to put all around you look, you can go out and read. You'll find as many websites that say it's not dangerous, it's not this, as you will find some that say, now let's really take a look at what they're proposing here. Okay? So you can do the research on that. Yes, it's microwaves. And we know that if they do a quantum dot tattoo that is read by infrared, that they're going to have to, there's going to have to be infrared readers and ability to read all over the place also. It's kind of interesting. Add, and I wrote, have this right because it's a lot. ICD-10-CM-X99.9. How many know what that is? Because I actually talked about this a couple weeks ago, but how many ever know what that is? That is it's a new medical billing code. I talked about it. It's a medical billing code for dismemberment by beheading. Added about 2 years ago to the medical billing codes. Why would they need a medical billing code to cover reimbursement for dismemberment by beheading, unless what we know is coming by revelation, that the saints who do not take the mark of the beast will face losing their head, likely by guillotine? So they have to have that there because you got to get paid for your work, right? Then there's also CRD-9-CM code 978 T50A91A. You can go look it all up. Just start plugging the numbers in. It pops up. You're just like going, am I really reading this? Poisoning by other bacterial vaccines. So they're already covering themselves to a certain extent. And dealing with death by vaccination. Now, this gets interesting. Well, and here, let's throw this in. You know, when those last bowls are handed out, and all of a sudden there's all kinds of angelic activities that are going on, that those who receive the mark of the beast, that their skin is going to start to boil. and have boils and nasty things on it? Kind of makes you wonder if that vaccination isn't going to go awry and they're going to pay for it. Or, and that would be on the outside, or it starts boiling them from the inside. Who knows? Because we know that there's going to be a time for 5 months where people are stung by demonic beings. They're going to be suffering and wish they could die and not die. So I'm not going to be around, and hopefully you're not going to be around to deal with any of those things. But it's fascinating because they're rushing to pump something into people's bodies that is going to, all of a sudden, all the fear will be gone and everything else, you know. You guys enjoying this? This is interesting. I'm not gonna get into. I'm just gonna lay it out there. We know this, right? We're watching it happen. And this gets in. I'm not saying that this is a viable study, but I'm gonna throw it out. They believe that they have discovered the God gene. It's been around for a while. You've probably all read about the God gene. And there's different ABC, I think. There's a couple different levels, and you know, if you're C, you have a deeper spirituality and are a little bit more driven to know God and to seek God. And so they've gotten all into all of these things. I'm not going to go, but they believe that they found a God gene. So there's NCBI, PMC 2262126 / There's a couple other letters inside of there, but if you put that in the computer, you'll find it. It is a class called Experimenting with Spirituality, Analyzing the God Gene in a Non-Major Laboratory. It's life science education, and it's based on a 2004 study by Sean Hamer, his book, The God Gene, How Faith is Hardwired into Our Genes. And again, as in the days of Noah, so will the coming of the Son of Man be transhumanism, gene manipulation. It could be the same scenario happens with mRNA genetic manipulation that results in an unredeemable race. I'm just going to throw it out. I don't know. And I could be wrong. Just know I could be wrong, and it's okay about this because salvation doesn't come in whether you believe, you know, any of this to a great extent, but we're watching it happen. I'm just warning you. I'm laying it out there for you. But what happens if in mRNA it breaks or it renders inactive this God gene that they, right? And so you take the mark of the beast and this vaccine that they pump into you basically shuts down any possibility of your ever wanting to pursue faith and know God and know your Creator and anything else. Weirder things have happened, and there's some weird things happening out there today, aren't there? We do know that taking the number of the beast is going to result in eternal damnation, basically. But interesting, and not proven, it's interesting what mankind is toying with and is leading up to it with, you know, for the last 7 years of human history. It's interesting what they're trying to do. So Event 201, and I've talked about it, and everybody keeps asking, what are all of these things? Event 201, who has never been to Event 201 or seen Event 201 and watched all their stuff? All right? If you've, Event 201, it's leveraging, basically we're leveraging a world pandemic crisis. How will they, and it's Johnson & Johnson, Gates Foundation, governments, World Health Organization. I mean, there's a who's who of big name people, big players. Davos 2020 in connection with the World Economic Forum, WEF. Soros was there. A lot of the big billionaires. Soros, I guess, at a dinner gave, you know, was berating Trump because Trump's standing in the way of Soros realizing all of what the garbage he wants to do. It's engaging the world's top leaders in collaborative activities to shape global, regional, and industry agendas. And with the current COVID-19 crisis, the World Economic Forum is starting the Great Reset Initiative. That's their thing, the Great Reset Initiative. And it will address the inconsistencies, inadequacies, and contradictions of multiple systems, from health and financial to energy and education, globally. That's what they want. That's what they need. So what stands in the way of all these global initiatives and directives? You do. God does. Jesus, Christianity, the Bible, the true church. And I believe what we're witnessing in this COVID crisis is a purification of his church and a falling away. It's not a loss of salvation. It is people that were never really truly saved, or false profession. And that's the truth. There's a big field. Look, they sat and heard the truth. Man, there's an opportunity to tell them, look, why aren't you back in fellowship somewhere? Because here's what's coming. The exposure, and the other thing that's happening right now is exposure of false prophets, of false teachers, of false religion, those who are buying into the social construct of social justice and globalism. Some people, I'm glad there's not a lot of people here, because some people are going to hear that and they're going to walk out because they've bought into it too. And so that's what's going on. And some of you probably even have more information. I gave you the main crux of my information and how what I, you know, I've put one and one together, and now, you know, I'm putting two plus two. I can still add two plus two and all those other things, and I'm watching this happen. And, you know, we already talked about, look at, and please, if God, and if it's comforting to you to wear a mask, please wear a mask. Please do it. I am 100% in support. If the Lord is leading you to wear a mask, please don't ever think that I don't want anybody to wear a mask. Please don't. Okay? But we've already talked about the fact that they are going to determine, and by taking the mark of the beast, one of the things, you have to be identified. So it's going to be an identifying mark in order to buy or sell. And guess what? In the state of Michigan, and any other state that has come up with Michigan, she has determined by wearing a mask who will buy and who will sell. Lose your license if you don't make everybody wear a mask, and then you no longer can sell, or you're to be told when you walk in without wearing a mask that you may not buy. It's that simple. But it's going to be life or death when it's the mark of the beast. Right? We're watching it. Shouldn't be astonished. Okay? Leo DeRocher, not of my family, different spelling. And many of you know who Leo DeRocher was because you grew up with him. Trying not to expose any of your ages. He was before my time. Just kidding. So he pulled a pitcher in the eighth inning. The fans booed, they jeered, and after the game, Coach DeRocher was asked of his reaction to the boos, and he replied, "Baseball is a lot like church. Many attend, but very few understand." So important that we understand, study and understand the full counsel of God and his word, and that we then, we're judged, but judge then what's going on in the world, discern what's going on around us, what we're hearing from pulpits, what we're hearing, you know, from our governments and everything else, and that we then match it up with the word of God. And if it doesn't match, then you know what? We certainly shouldn't do it, but we may have to take a stand against it. Don't know when. As many head away from the scriptures to follow these false prophets, false teachers today, we can see how the world is going to accept the Antichrist. The false religious leaders who will deceive them to worship a false God. And, you know, there's so much written today on the how to do church, how to have a successful church. Popular study came out from Willow Creek that somehow measures whether you have a top-performing church. Because there's a misunderstanding of what the church really is. And we're the church, need to have a grasp on that. Many are misled to play church, but church is not an action. It's not something, you don't do church. It cannot be done. It is not a place. 1975 East Long Lake is not the church. You're not sitting in a church. Although that's what we have chosen, or how we've chosen to define it, and the use of our language. Right? Church is not an address, it's not a building. The church is all who have put their faith in Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord and have been born again of the Holy Spirit of God. That is the church. Sanctified, sealed, set apart by God. It is a spiritual designation, not a physical destination. I'm going to say that again. It is a spiritual designation, not a physical destination. And the church does not exist where man has built or according to anything man has done. It exists solely on the merits of Jesus Christ, and it exists because of Him and for Him only. And the success of the church rests solely on Jesus' redemptive work on the cross at Calvary, not what we do. The church's hope resides on the resurrected Christ and His return for His church. And many are deceived and are going to be deceived because they have not loved the truth. Jesus said that. In verse 10 of chapter 13, we see that there will be a world political leader, the Antichrist. He will be a counterfeit Christ who will come offering peace. And as the world clamors for a leader who can unite the country and bring peace and quell the fears of global pandemics and all of these things that are out to get us in the night, right? And one who can unite and do these things. We're told by John here in Revelation chapter 13, verse 11 through 18, that this political leader is going to be accompanied by a religious leader. No doubt he will be a universalist and a Unitarian, and I'm going to tell you he's a globalist, and we're watching it happen. He's a secular humanist. He is a social justice person. I'm going to be careful. So verse 11. Then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth. The first one came out of the sea, out of the nations. This one comes up out of the earth. And he had two horns like a lamb and spoke like a dragon. This is the false prophet. Two words in the Greek are used here for another, or is heteros, another of a different kind. Allos is another of the same kind. Here he uses allos. Then I saw another of the same kind, allos, okay? So this isn't the heteros, this is the allos. A beast of the same kind as Antichrist, who also is a counterfeit. And we know that Paul said there are already many antichrists, and we know that the antichrist spirit already exists, sweeping across the world. He has two horns showing authority, but two horns like a lamb. His authority is going to be spiritual authority. It will not be like Antichrist's authority that will be governing and military authority. Has seven heads and ten crowns. Ten crowns. This beast does not have crowns. He is the false prophet, also talked about in chapter 16, verse 13, 19, 20, and 2010. And he speaks like a dragon. He draws worship to the first beast, the Antichrist. And so we here we have the counterfeit Trinity, because we say he's a counterfeiter. He's always he wants to be like God, right? And so you have the dragon, Antichrist, and the false prophet. The church has been given the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, who bears witness of Jesus Christ. The false prophet will bear witness of Antichrist. Satan can't even come up with his own program or his own system. And the first beast comes out of the sea. He will come from the masses, the Gentile population. The second beast comes out of the earth, also translated the land, which suggests Palestine, which is kind of odd because we know that the woman that rides the red beast, the crimson beast, the scarlet beast, the woman that rides the beast will come from the region of seven mountains. But this is Palestine, which has led some to believe the false prophet is going to be Jewish. It's possible. It's pointing to Palestine, I don't know. But we also know that it's going to come from a specific place, which is Rome. What we can be sure of is he's going to come out of a worldly religious system, which is what's happening at a breakneck speed today. I'm not a joiner, just so you know. I'm not a when in Rome, do what the Romans do guy. You probably all know that. Ask my brother. You know, when I played, it was my way or the highway type, you know, so. But there are many that are joining this. A religious system of the self, which we see so much of today. Pantheism, panentheism, religious systems, Hinduism, Buddhism, Druidic types of practices becoming a big thing now because of Harry Potter. I'll tell you why. It was dangerous for the church. Witchcraft, New Age religions, God is in everything, you are a God. Jesus said this type of wisdom, James said the wisdom of the self is earthly, it's sensual, and it is demonic, it's from the pit of hell. And the false prophet is going to rise out of secular humanism, a man-made system of religion. It's already being realized as many pastors have given their flocks over to observances of the Eucharist, transubstantiation, four points of the cross, iconic worship, contemplative prayer, born out of early monks that delved into Eastern mystical practices, practices that were originated in Babylon. And there are just, those are just to name a few. There are diversions from truth. Many are heading down that path. And I'm going to obey God's word and live peaceably with others to the best of my ability, but I don't know what's coming. I will not lend credibility to any belief system that is an affront to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and his finished work on the cross. I will not. And he exercises all the authority of the first beast in his presence, causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. This is going to be easy because I'm going to tell you something. The cult of personality and man worship is, I mean, you see it with so many, the movie industry and stars, you know, male and female actors and actresses and boy bands and girl bands and, you know. I remember the good song, The Rubber Band Man, with the rubber band. Band, I mean, but it's the cult of personality, man. Our society is perfectly set up to follow a person. He's going to deceive the world into worshiping Antichrist. How these those Christians said Jesus is the Savior because he's resurrected from the dead. He's, you know, and he's going to say that your leader has done the same. Worship him. He's going to be mortally wounded somehow. It's going to look like he should have died and that he's going to have been, and they're going to say resurrected. We understand that he would be just be re or brought back to life like Lazarus. Matthew 24, 23 for 2:25. If anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ or there, do not believe it. For false Christs, false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. See, I have told you beforehand. And so no doubt there is this continued pursuit of spirituality in the world, spirit guides, churches, psychics, palm readers. Listen to Hollywood's elite. Many flavors of spiritual pursuits. Karl Marx said, religion is the opium of the people. The need to know there is something more than this life, greater than self. And the interesting thing, you know, you think about this, because you all, and some of you go to other churches, and that's cool, but when you're around at your congregation, how often do you hear people talking about Jesus? I mean, and you know, and talking about him. Not just saying the word, but recognizing everything that Jesus Christ has. You know, I was talking to Barb, and these kids are around. She goes, you know, Barb's heart, these kids, all she cares about is that they know that Jesus loves them. Jesus. They need to know about Jesus. Jesus is missing from a lot of congregations today. My brother went through a lot, and a lot of you guys know about the things my brother went through, and to a point where all we could pray. And then he started recognizing that God got him through this, and he'd talk about God and talk about, and then not too long ago, I heard him talk about Jesus, and I'm like, oh, there it is. He realizes that it's because of Jesus Christ. And so, you know, how often do you hear it talked about anymore? Very rarely. Jesus died for them, and in a nutshell, that is the church, people who love Jesus with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength, that love the Word of God, the Spirit-breathed truth, love others enough to tell them about Jesus Christ. And under the heading of Christianity, a false teaching, false prophet, and false doctrine. The World Council of Churches is rewriting the Bible and has not, they're doing all kinds of wacky stuff, you know. They don't want the Word of God to offend anybody. And if it doesn't offend your spirit, it's not going to have an effect in your life. And if it doesn't continue, look, man, I remember. And I'll listen. Still listening to other pastors teaching and stuff like that. I remember walking to Calvary Chapel, and we're all just laying it on the line. And I'm like going, "Oh, that's the truth, and it hurts right here. Lord, I don't want it to hurt anymore. That offends myself, but it's true and it's right, and it's, you know, you understand what I'm talking about? Man, I hope that never goes away for any of us. It is." Refreshing, and it is encouraging, but it is also cleansing, right? Verse 13 says, he performs great signs so that even he makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. That's 2 Thessalonians 2:9-10. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. Malachi 4:5, behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming and dreadful day of the Lord. John the Baptist came in the spirit of Elijah, but he did not call fire down from heaven like Elijah. John the Baptist baptized in water. In Luke 3:16, John answered, saying to all, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I is coming, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to loose. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. And it might be this false prophet tries to convince Israel that he is the fulfillment of Malachi 4:5. Be careful of the signs and wonders movement. One of the big ones, Bethel, Reading. Do you guys see what Johnson, the pastor, was involved with about a week and a half ago with a couple of other pastors? The pastor brought out the staff of, who is the Gandalf? He called it the staff of Gandalf. And they sat on the stage, and they all grabbed on, and as they grabbed on to the staff of Gandalf, like when Gandalf was on, if you saw the movie, I saw the movie, I've seen the movie. So when he was standing on the bridge and that demon was coming and he said, thou shalt not pass. And they all grabbed the staff and they invoked against the spirit of the, I can't even remember what the spirit, go read it. Wacky stuff. Invoke is saying and stating that you shall not pass. You shall not pass. Holding a staff and acting like they're praying to God. This stuff is going on at a lot of churches. I don't get it, but maybe I'm not supposed to. 2 Timothy. I told you I was going to name some names. Know this, verse chapter 3, in the last days perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, and I mean, I'll tell you, that's our society today. Unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal. Death. Life no longer has any value in this society. Those that hold life in high regard are becoming fewer and fewer. We're the thin spiritual line. And I absolutely, Black Lives Matter, but that's in the context of what God said, life matters, period, because He created it. Traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Having a form of godliness but denying its power, and from such people turn away. That's harsh, hard. You need to tell them about Jesus, but don't get involved with what they're doing. For of this sort there are those who creep into households, make captives of gullible women, loaded with sins, led away by various lusts, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres resisted Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, disapprove concerning the faith, they will progress no further, for their folly will be manifest to all as theirs also was. So who were Jannes and Jambres? They were the Pharaoh's magicians. Exodus 7, 11, and 12, but Pharaoh also called the wise men and the sorcerers, so the magicians of Egypt, they also did in like manner with their enchantments, for every man threw down his rod and they became serpents, but Aaron's rod swallowed up their rods. Did Moses and Aaron shrug their shoulders and say, oh, well, evidently, the Pharaoh's guys are on God's, God, or with God too, right? They must be from God. Did they leave and not come back? No. After that, obviously Aaron's staff swallowed their staffs, but he came back with the same message. God said, let my people go. Blood, frogs, they were able to duplicate also, but then after that they were done. They weren't able to duplicate it anymore. But there are signs and wonders that God allowed even in the presence of his own guys, Moses and Aaron. You know, those are heavy hitters there, right? We need to be careful about what's coming and these signs and wonders places because they're getting into some wacky stuff. And he deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he was granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. Sorry, we're gonna go a little bit over, and we're gonna have communion because that's important tonight. But Matthew 7:14, beware of false prophets, not the false prophet, beware of false prophets. There's a bunch of them around who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they're ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. We just went over that on Sunday with the Matthew 17. Or will be. Maybe I get. Is God still doing miracles? Absolutely. Question is, who is making the money? Or getting the headlines? And it boils down to this: is Jesus alone being glorified? Is Jesus being glorified? Look, I have to ask you something this morning. If it all disappeared, if the miracles and the power and all of the different things and, you know, great teachers, whatever, if all of it was taken away and you were left with your word, if you're left with your Bible in your lap, would you be satisfied? That's a tough question to think about. Would you be satisfied? Because that Bible that you hold is about one thing. It's about Jesus Christ and God's love for you and his desire for you to spend eternity with him. That's it. Is that enough? Because for most of the church, it's not. And I have to check myself sometimes. Lord, is your word enough? Verse 15, he was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads. We talked about that. You know, we all know. We all know what's coming up with that. And that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666, and that's the number of man. What it's talking about is it is man's desire to be ruled by man is what's going to get them into hot water, and it's what we're watching right now. 666 is the unholy trinity of mankind. What was the problem Israel first fell into when they came into the land? We want a leader, we want a king like all the rest of them. They didn't want to be led by God, governed by God. That was what they were. Look, the church is to be governed by God. The number of a man. Any of you do this, you see a number, like a phone number pops up at 666. Oh no. The devil's after me today, right? But it's not that, you know? And there's going to be an image. It's going to come to life. Nebuchadnezzar, remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had to bow down and worship an image, and they didn't. Darius and Daniel, the governors and the satraps, they tried to get Daniel even with that. Here's what the Shema says, Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 through 8, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. Listen, if you're going to be marked by anything, be marked by the Word of God, sealed by the Holy Spirit of God. That's, and you'll have all the protection you need. You don't have to worry about Antichrist and all this other stuff. It's fascinating. We're watching it. We need to warn people. It's going to be the Antichrist seal. You know, that it's going to be a physical seal to counterfeit what God has done with his spiritual, eternal seal that he has put on each and every one of you that have put your faith in him. And we talked about, you know, could it be microchip? I don't know. I think that they're coming up with something even more dastardly that's a lot less intrusive, but that can be identified. And I was talking to somebody today you know, because it is shorter waves, it can be interrupted a little bit more easier. They're going to have a lot more towers to send this information, but it's going to be heavy amounts of data, so they have to do it. But if they have then infrared readers, right, all over the place, identifying people as they walk around and their activity, because all of life is going to be connected to cryptocurrency, because that's how you buy and sell. Kind of find it fascinating that one of the big things is you stay 6 feet away from each other. Because if you get too much closer, then they cannot accurately identify what the reader is picking up. So, you know, interesting stuff. I know this, and we said it from the beginning, and it's still a struggle in the church. It shouldn't be a struggle in the church. God's instruction for infectious diseases is quarantine, and we did what the government asked, and it's okay. The first 15 days says in the Bible, quarantine. The thing is, you quarantine the sick person. You don't quarantine everybody. But we did it, okay? So that everybody felt, I wanted to be wise, and then when they said 15 more days, because okay, we're not gonna, you know, we'll be fine. We can be online. People were watching, you know, struggling through this whole, you should do this, you shouldn't do that, all that stuff. But the Bible said, quarantine the sick, and when it is evident that it's passed, that they're no longer contagious, you cleanse them, and you let them back in. And so what did we do? 15 days, 30 days. Worship team calls me after about 30 days, said, we've been praying and talking, other than one or two, the rest of us, we're coming back. And at that point, Kevin and I were talking, the elders had been here, and everybody was getting sick of me singing a cappella worship, so. And I know, but that's okay, you were very gracious, you didn't mention that part, the worship team. You know, and Kevin said, hey, look, this is what we're going to do, and this is what we're going to do. And we're going to do it because I trust our family members, our brothers and sisters in Christ in the church, to rightly assess whether they're sick or they're not sick. And when they come back, we're going to embrace them. I said, look, let's kind of keep distance so everybody's comfortable. Some people got mad at that. But then after a while, it's like, you know what? I know you're not sick. I'm not sick, man. And the embracing started, and we just keep coming back, you know. So many churches can't even do that yet because we trust one another, because we walk according to God's truth. It's so important that we understand that. The rest of the world doesn't understand it. So let's prepare our hearts to take communion. Worship team. And just as the Lord leads, come up and get the elements. We'll take communion together.